You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Catherine Rains is our book reviewer on Saturday Morning. She's here with her two reads for us all this weekend. Hey, Catherine.
Hey, Jack.
All right, let's start off with Day One by Abigail Dean.
So this is set in the middle of the Lake District, and it's beautiful. And there's Stonesmere Primary School, where a teacher, Ava Ward, has been there for more than 20 years. And it's a day, or day one, where the oldest children in the school perform a play to let the younger kids know how, you know, when they join in September, what school's going to be like. And so this performance starts, and this is where the book completely changes in the first chapter, because there's a man at the back and he begins firing at the audience. And so you get this whole spectrum of emotions as the shooting's going on, and this incredibly terrifying start. You know, it just doesn't seem possible because there's panic and confusion and horror. But then it talks a lot more about after the event and living with lives that have been shattered, and, you know, the unreliability of memories and how people perceive the event and what really happened and the loss and the grief of that. And, you know, the book's told from lots of different points of view, and you're never quite sure who's telling the truth and who isn't. And there's two sort of main characters that tell most of the story. There's one, Marty, and she's actually the daughter of the teacher, Ava. And she tells her account of what happened in the school, but you kind of feel she's not quite telling you exactly what she should be doing in the press and the police. And then there's this other guy called Trent Casey, who's an aspiring journalist, but he's actually a security guard. And he starts this website about the shootings, and he's certain that people are being lied to, and he goes to these really extreme lengths to uncover what he thinks is the truth, and lots of conspiracy and theory. And, you know, it's really, you get immersed in the story and the puzzle and the pieces of which don't seem to fit together, no matter how hard you try and get them to fit together, and then the horror of this event. And it's a story that's incredibly well told, and yeah, and a lot of compassion from that story as well. But yeah, it certainly has a moment there right at the beginning where you just, yeah, your heart just stops.
Yeah, okay, that sounds intriguing. That's Day One by Abigail Dean. Next up, The Hidden Storyteller by Mandy Robotham.
So this starts in 1946 in Hamburg in Germany, and it's just after World War II, and Hamburg's in chaos and devastated and lots of displaced people and trying to survive amongst the rubble and doing what they can. And to this is a journalist, a woman called Georgie Young, and she returns to Hamburg after having fled there 7 years prior, and she's trying to tell a truthful picture of the situation for the readers that she writes for back in Britain. And even though Germany's been sort of impacted in the way, she's trying to sort of tell the story of the people that are left behind and that cost of war and the impact on the citizens as they try and survive. And, you know, that moral maze encountered through the characters that she meets, even though Germany was clearly the aggressor in 1946 and the price of that. And, the British Peace Force and the daily battle sort of survive. But then in amongst this, you start to get into the story where she finds herself embroiled in a murder investigation, and she joins forces with these friends that she has there and a German policeman, a guy called Harry, and trying to solve these gruesome crimes that keep happening. And it's, yeah, so you get this thriller story set against the backdrop of a bombed out ruined city with lots of dark secrets. And yeah, it's a read that, yeah, kind of throws you back into those kind of 40s and 50s years, and it's, yeah, quite intriguing how they kind of navigate their way through the city and try and solve these murders. So,
yeah.
Interesting story.
Okay, great. That's The Hidden Storyteller by Mandy Robotham. Catherine's first book, Day One by Abigail Dean, and of course both of those will be up on our website.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.